G'day everyone. Ian here. How are you? Ian Cath in Brisbane, Australia. Walking west along the Brisbane River. The sun has just set. It's gone beyond the horizon, but the distant clouds are all lit up in gold and crimson colour. There's not a lot of clouds in the sky. It's primarily clear. It's been a very, very pleasant day. It's very pleasant right now. There's a slight breeze blowing. Just to keep it lovely and cool. It's perfect human weather, as I say. Just perfect. Everybody's wearing shorts and t-shirts. If we're naked, it'll be comfortable. It is just glorious. I don't know what it'd be, 20 degrees, 22 degrees. Just beautiful. And everybody's out walking along the river, getting a little bit of exercise. Water's lapping gently in the mangroves. Kids and their mums and dads on bicycles. Hey, I'm very lucky to live here. Very, very lucky. Sort of place that good people live. I'm not a good person. It's not that I'm a bad person, but I'm not as good as I want to be. I want to be better. I'm not talking about it being a craving on my part, but I want to be a better person. I can sometimes be a little bit petty. I can be judgmental of others. I can have opinions about things that I have no right to have opinions about. I'm not as good as I want to be. And as I learn the lessons of life, that's one of the advantages of getting a little bit older, is you start to learn a few lessons. You start to realise that maybe having opinions isn't really valid. Because just because I think that somebody shouldn't do something, that has no impact on them. All that does is cause a great deal of frustration in me. So maybe it'd be best if I didn't have any opinions about other people. And I've slowly learnt to let go of some of these attitudes. And I've slowly learnt to be a better person, but I've still got a long way to go. In the previous audio boo about how I am getting older and one day I'm going to be dead, I mentioned that one of the advantages of growing older is wisdom. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I think we can choose to hold on to our opinions very, very tightly and refuse to let them go. And some of those opinions cause us to be bitter old people. We've all met a few of those, haven't we? The alternative is to allow our opinions to be challenged when somebody comes along with something contrary to the way I have thought about life. I like to take it on board, embrace it, see if it has real value in my life, shake things up. It doesn't happen very often, but occasionally people come along and challenge me, and I really enjoy the challenge of accepting it and dropping that old paradigm as quickly as I can. And I like to live my life so that I can be an example if others choose to pick up on it. One of the things I've realised, though, is that I'm not suggesting that I want to change anybody, because I don't. But maybe, just maybe, I can be an example when I maybe have some things working. Since early December, I've mentioned this a little bit lately, but I kept it a little bit quiet for the first couple of months because, you know, it's easy to be slack and drop these ideas. But since early December, I've been wanting to get myself fit again, get Ian fit. Like I said, I've mentioned that before. So I knew that I could afford a gym membership, so I got myself a gym membership and started that. And I found the way to get to work that avoided the really nasty traffic, which was my excuse for not riding my bicycle to work last year. It was an excuse. I could have got my act together, but I was just going hard at work and I just could never get myself motivated enough, so I never got around to it. But over Christmas, I found that path to get me to work. And I rode it a couple of times over the Christmas break when there was no pressure on me. I didn't have to work. I just went in there to do a bit of my own personal fiddling. And it was a very pleasant ride. So for these last 2.5 months of this year, I've been riding to work, slowly building up my strength. Not pushing it. I'm an old man now, so there's no need to prove anything to anybody. I've been wanting to get myself fit again. And this last week, I managed for the first time to ride every day. All 10 trips. 15 kilometres each way. 150 kilometres in the week. Nice. Most of my commuting experience hasn't been that sort of duration. I had one short stint of about 3 weeks back in my late 30s where I had to ride 20 kilometres each way. And that was pretty tough, but I didn't have an opportunity to build up to it. It was just, I was thrown into it. Bang, I was riding 20 kilometres a day each way, 40 a day. And it was, yeah, pretty tough. But this I've had an opportunity to build up to. Started off with 2 and 3 days a week, building. Give myself a day off if I needed it. And got to the extent now where I'm still a bit tired, still building the strength, but I'm just about there. And I've been sneaking off to the gym, particularly on the weekends as well. I'm telling you this for a reason, in that I've done it primarily for myself. I haven't done it for anybody else. But, oh, and also, midway through last year, I tweaked my diet. I stopped taking crackers for morning tea and decided to take celery. Remove a few more carbs from my diet. Add even more vegetables, and I eat a lot of vegetables. Started taking the components for a stir fry and doing a quick fry up during winter, and now it's been salads for the last few months. Big salads. Lots of leafy green vegetables. And not having much to eat in the evenings. That dietary change and the fact that everybody at work sees me eating like that has caused other people to shift, not everybody, but those who are interested to shift their diet a little bit. And as I ride a little bit more and they see my bike parked at work and they see me come in all red-faced and sweaty in the morning, I see people thinking about their own health, their own fitness. And I think I'm being a little bit of a role model. Now, like I said, I've done this only for myself. I've been totally selfish. But other people are observing it. Other people are adjusting their diet. Maybe other people will work out how exercise fits into their lifestyle. I'm doing it for myself, but I'm being an example. It's a subtle way of encouraging people. I want to be better. I want to look after myself. I want to have less reaction to when things go wrong. Understand that everybody makes mistakes. Like before Christmas, when we were working and we had to build a box for a project that had to be shipped that day, and my work colleague gave me the dimension and I wrote it down, and we went downstairs and I cut up the timber and I screwed it all together and I made the wooden box for this piece of art to go into, and we had an hour or so to build it before we finished work for that year. And with 15 minutes to spare, I picked up the art piece and went to drop it in the box, and the box was 100 millimetres too short. 100 millimetres, it gets you every time. Harry 100, where you read the measurement. Maybe you're reading it from upside down and you take it the wrong way. It happens all the time. It is such a problem in the trades. That one gets us so often. And I just went, oh, okay, it was supposed to be this number instead of that. And he said, yeah, I think that's right. Oh, well. So I just accepted it and went over to the saw and cut up some more ply and built another box. No big deal. Didn't say anything. Didn't blame him. Didn't do a dummy spit. Didn't stress out over the fact that I was going to be working over knockoff on the very last day of work by a few minutes. Just did it. Water for ducks back. Accepted the situation. And I've noticed that my colleague now, he doesn't opine about other people in the workshop when things go bad. He's not as strongly opinionated as when I first arrived. He's more accepting. I'm striving to be a better person, and in being a better person, for my own selfish reasons, other people are picking up on it and considering whether some of these things are worth having in their life. It's a nice gift to give people, if you want to think of it that way. It's just something I do, but it's nice to see what happens. If it suits them, I want to be a better person. There are many more things I strive to improve on. There is an Achilles heel to it, unfortunately, because I want to be a very good person for other people. I don't necessarily wish to burden people with me, unless I've got certain things on track. And if there are a couple aspects of my personality which I have some thoughts that aren't particularly good, I'll just remove myself from company so as not to burden them with it. I noticed that it played out particularly when I was learning how to dance tango, because in learning how to dance tango, I needed to practice with somebody else. And the problem with women who were at the same level as me is I was such a bad dancer. I felt like I was burdening them with my incompetence. So I didn't want to dance with them. So what I tended to do is dance with beginners, because at least I had enough skill to give them something. And that's when I realised that it's the exact opposite of arrogance, isn't it? It's something whereby, while I'm on the learning curve, I don't wish to burden people with certain parts of my inadequacies. And as I strive to be a better person, there are some parts of me which I don't have high opinions of, which I don't wish to burden other people with. So it's a bit of an Achilles heel. But either way, it's still good to see the things that I can improve on. Use opportunities to act on them, learn lessons, practice. And as people observe me practicing my behaviour, if I get it right, maybe they get something from it for themselves. It's good. And hopefully it makes the whole world a little bit better. Read somewhere, I think it was in one of the Buddhist teachings, that person who is mindful of their life can impact 10 non-mindful people through their behaviour. A person who is more advanced can impact many more people. A person who is enlightened can impact thousands or millions of people, and a Buddha can impact the entire world. You see that sort of thing having played out previously with people like Gandhi, who had a certain calmness about him, and that calmness meant that he had an entire nation that was de-radicalized, I suppose you'd say. I don't think there's anything mystic or mumbo-jumbo in that. I think it's just simply a case of leading by example, and if there is enough respect from the community around those individuals, people tend to recognise and learn from it. And if I can be a better person, maybe I can have a small impact on the few people around me. And that's a good thing for me to contribute to society. A little bit philosophical, everybody, but I hope you don't mind. The sun is settling further in the west and it's getting darker, and I'm going to continue my walk. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, what's left of it. All the best, everybody, and bye-bye for now.